want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Dollar, dollar.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. We're coming to you from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. This is the weekend. If there was ever a weekend to pull the trigger on getting your Watch Every Game box, this is it. I'm second half Chaz with Steve on the board. We've got Gina helping out today, our intern Zach, Joshua, and of course, this week's panelist, Johnny D.
Hey, I was born ready for this, ready for a great day. Tommy's going to teach me Braxton Miller's spin move after the show. And I just fired up. It's such a good feeling to have NFL back.
And Tommy.
Good morning, sports bettors.
And over the next 60 minutes, we are going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. We're all looking for winners. Let's take our first call. Squeak, are you out there?
Chaz.
You got a winner for us.
Hey, Chaz. Can you hear me?
We're there.
All right. So I got to ask you something before I give you the team.
That was supposed to be between you and me.
No. So the show that leads into you, the sports advisors,
yeah,
do they still have Ron Bass on there?
Yeah, I don't know, but you know what? I left my $5,000 to get started with the sports advisors at home, but as soon as the show's over, I'm going to run out and get it, because when I wake up Monday with that $80K, I'm good to go.
So you got to get Ron Bass as just a guest on there on your show just one time, because he's like a legend to us back home.
There you go.
He's a legend.
All right, so you got a winner, Squeak, because you know what? According to my notes, you ain't giving us a loser yet.
Yeah, well, you know, when we talked about last week, I'm telling you, my line was, I guess you didn't get this over the thing. I picked the Eastern Michigan Eagles. I didn't get either 5 or 6. I had 2 lines.
We got you all W's. You gave us 3 picks this year, all W's.
All right, well, the pros are tougher, but I like the under on the Rams game. You got 2 teams, you know, good defense. Seattle going on the road, yeah, they're good, but you know what? The Rams got a good defense. They're going to stop the run. So it's up to Russell Wilson. And I'm not sold yet. And the Rams, they're my team. They stink. They can't score.
What's your number? You got 40 and a half? 41?
That's 40 and a half.
40 and a half. All right. Well, you know what? Nothing wrong with going 4-0. We'll talk next week.
All right. You don't want any college teams, right?
No, just NFL edition.
Love you, Chad.
You know what you could do, though, always? You can go to Twitter. Tommy will fill you in on that and Facebook. You can give us all your picks. Winners are winners. We'll take them any way we can get them. Johnny, what do you think about the Seattle-St. Louis under?
Yeah, like a lot of people, I'm still shocked about how the Seahawks lost the Super Bowl. They lost Byron Maxwell. Camp Chancellor's out. Max Unger's gone. They got Jimmy Graham going from the Saints. I don't know how they grabbed him. But the Rams have a new quarterback, Nick Foles. A lot of injuries. Last game, they only ran the ball for 46 yards. I like the Seahawks in this game, and I think you'll be fine with the under 2.
All right, let's talk to Joe. Joe, got to give us a winner, buddy.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
Who do you like?
So I know it's been a long time since the NFL played, but a Josh McNown-led team is only getting 3.5.
Hey, Joe, you listen to the show on the phone, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're getting a little feedback.
Yeah, so a Josh McNown-led Browns team is getting 3.5. How is that possible?
So you think the you like Cleveland?
No, I love the Jets.
So you think that's not 3.5 is not enough points?
No, they couldn't give enough tomorrow.
All right. What'd you do last week? Did you do okay with us last week?
Well, I wasn't on the phone last week. We made a trip up to Saratoga. We were betting the horses.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so we'll talk to you next week, Joe.
Talk to you next week.
Tommy, what do you think?
You know, the Browns, you know, they got a rough quarterback situation. That's a game that I wouldn't touch because the Jets are playing with Fitzpatrick, and he's nobody's Johnny Unitas. And that's an ugly game. That game might set football back, you know, 15 years. I would pitch that game personally. I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you. Can't bet them all, and they are two teams that are definitely not in your playoff picture. All right, let's talk to Hector. Hector, you got a winner for us.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go. I don't care if the Bears change their offense and all their play calling for Cutler to be half a quarterback. I'm going to go with the Packers -6.5. Dude, Packers are like, they own Jay Cutler. I think he's like 1-12 against them. And I don't care if it's 6.5 or 60.5. I think the Packers are going to cover that spread.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
You know what? That game is a popular game. We were out Thursday at the Fox Sports Grill. Everybody seems to like that game, and I'm thinking the line's moving because the last time I looked, people were talking about 6.5, and I think when I woke up this morning, it was up to 7.
I got 7.
Yeah, so that's some money talking. There's no doubt about it.
I got a comment. I just want to say that the Packers are my play of the day. They've rocked the Bears 8 out of the last 9. Aaron Rodgers is the best player in the NFL. And over the many years of betting on football, I have won more money on the Green Bay Packers playing the Bears than any other game. I mean, that's been my big money play for many years. Packers over the Bears. Once again, it's my play of the weekend.
Yeah, last year that was that double nickel game, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Did the Bears even score in that game? I don't know.
They might have got a field goal or a late touchdown at the end of the game.
Yeah. All right. So let's go out. Anthony, we're going to take Anthony. Anthony, do you got a winner for us? Anthony?
I got Green Bay this week, -6.5. They're looking pretty nice. Aaron Rodgers is coming off an injury last year with a 12-4 season. I think they would have took the Super Bowl if he didn't get hurt. But, yeah, they're looking pretty amped up this year.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Tommy, what do you think?
You know, I love the Pack. I love Aaron Rodgers. And like Johnny, this might be one of my top NFL plays of the week. I like him in the first half. You know, I'm a first half and a second half player. And -4.5 in the first half, I love that.
Always a nice segue, Tommy. Appreciated, because when I'm looking at the 6betsagame.com, now, when we talk about 6betsagame.com, we're talking about the fact that they give out lines for the first quarter, they give out lines for the first half, everybody knows about the lines for the game, and they give out lines for the second half. Sometimes you don't get the first quarter line, so there's 6 of them. With NFL, there's almost always 8 bets a game. The thing that you have to understand is you don't have to find 8 winners. Sometimes you can get 8 winners in one team, and Green Bay in the over has been like that consistently the last 2 years. But in their last 12 first quarters, the Green Bay Packers have covered 10 of them. So 10 out of 12 is a pretty good record.
Oh, yeah. Put down the breakfast burrito, everybody. We want some people to call in from around the country. We're ready for you right now. Here's the number 1-866-405-1717. So, I'm getting a little problem with my headset here. I've got the New England Patriots broadcast going on in the headset. Anyway, here's the number one more time, 1-866-405-1717. We'll get you on right on, so give us a call.
All right, let's talk to Tom. Tom, you got a winner for us.
I'm Vasco, Franklin, Virginia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Tommy.
Football's back. I'm looking at all the games, and my radar is the Colts versus Buffalo. You got the high potent offense of Andrew Luck against the solid Bills defense. I think the difference is going to be Tyrod Taylor. I'm taking Buffalo +2.5, and as extra value, grab the money line at 120. And as we used to say in Caliente, I'll see you guys at the bank on Monday.
There you go. We'll talk to you again next week. Yeah, so Johnny, on the money line, +120. You know what? You like those money lines.
Yeah, I like to parlay them too. But anyway, you want to take on this game?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, the Bills have a new head coach, Rex Ryan. They have a great defense, and they always seem to play tough. They have LeSean McCoy, the new quarterback. Still questionable. I think I'm going to wait on the Bills until they show me a little something. A lot of people have Andrew Luck and the Colts in the Super Bowl. They picked up Frank Gore from San Francisco. This one jumped off the page Monday at me. I like the Colts in this one myself.
Yeah, you know what? That was another one of the games that when we were at the Fox Sports Grill on Thursday, and we're real excited. We got Jason. He'll come in after the break. But don't forget, the bottom line is we're turning Thursdays into Super Bowl Sundays.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box. Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box. Obviously.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's SixBetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our Fox Sports Grill segment. I've come up with the name America's Finest Sports Bar. Tommy, am I kidding?
It's pretty phenomenal. I had a great time on Thursday night.
It really is. It's like being in America's Finest City and America's Finest Sports Bar all at the same time. Hey, Tommy, if they miss the show 8 tonight because maybe they got a hangover, whatever the case may be, or they're all betting the late games, what other way can they get us their winners?
They could tweet their picks to our Twitter at SB Weekly. That's SB Weekly. Or you can send them to our Facebook page, which is Sports Betting Weekly on Facebook. Please like us.
All right. So how's this for easy directions? Go to Petco Park. Look up, find a Hilton. They're by the water. Let's talk to Jason from Fox Sports Grill.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Jason. How are you, buddy?
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
Hey, remember now, last week you gave out a game already. You still got a live pick on the board.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
That was the Giants-Dallas game, right?
Yeah, shootout for sure.
Yep. All right. What about this week? You got a winner?
Yeah, I'm thinking about a two-team parlay I got going. I like doing some two-team parlays. Miami -2, and I like San Diego at home. I know I'm biased to being a Chargers fan, but San Diego at home -3, Miami -2. I think Miami's going to be really good this year.
You know, what's nice about that game? When is that Miami game?
That's early.
You know what? There's nothing better than having a parlay like that spread out over a couple games. Especially, you know, if you're dealing with being at the Fox Sports Grill, you get that middle time. You can walk around. You can go down to Seaport Village, take a break, and come back, let those wings settle in, or maybe they really like that shrimp with the popcorn. You know, you hear popcorn shrimp.
Yeah,
you hear popcorn shrimp, you think small little shrimp. But you guys have a whole different take on that.
yeah, we actually put popcorn on the bottom and then put the shrimp on top. Great, great appetizer.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. But, you know, we're working our butts off to try to change Thursdays forever in the gas lamp. With Lul, with you and Lydia and Ashley, we're having so much fun, but we're also making some people happy. I don't know if did you see the Facebook pictures of Thursday's winners?
I did. Everyone had a great time. The footballs you guys gave out, they loved. They stayed for the whole game. Those tickets you guys gave out for the over under home team. Everyone just had a great time, and we're really looking forward to the next game. It should be a good one.
Yeah, it's
Kansas City, Denver,
which, of course, you know, you mentioned you're a Charger fan. We were talking to Joshua on the way in. You know, when your team is in a conference and those other teams lose, that's a good thing. Well, guess what? Somebody's got to lose that game.
Yeah, and Kansas City could be good this year, too, as well. I think with Jeremy Maclin there and Jamal Charles being healthy, Alex Smith pretty good, too. So they got a good thing going.
Yeah, so let's mention that. You got the opening weekend. You got Chargers. They're going to be home Sunday. I'm assuming it's a sellout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it can get awful warm in the queue. And though it can get warm on the harbor there, it's not as warm. So what's your guys' big plans for having people in Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday we open at 9 a.m. for breakfast. And definitely for the Chargers games we fill up. So I recommend just coming early. If you got a big group, push tables together. We'll get you guys in there. We'll fill up. So it's just a great environment, great viewing area to watch Chargers game. Pump the sound up really loud, and it's opening day. We're excited.
No, the audio was awesome Thursday night, no doubt about it. And then Monday, you got two games, right?
Yeah, two games every Monday night. Love having that too. So we're definitely gearing up.
What time's the happy hour? You don't have a happy hour on Sunday, do you?
Not on Sunday. On Monday, our happy hour is 4 to 6 p.m. We got $2 off drinks. Select appetizers are half off. And we also got $1.50 sliders.
Yeah, how do you beat that? How do you beat that? All right, my man. Well, you know what? We're looking forward to you got three live ones this weekend. Looking for you to go 3-0, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right.
And we'll see you Thursday, buddy.
Have a good weekend, guys.
All right. Yeah, so again, Johnny, you haven't made it down there with us yet. You have.
No, I will.
You have to bucket list this. It really is America's finest sports bar. I tell people all the time, I'm old and I've been in a lot of sports bars. This one is the best. All right, so let's get another winner. Let's talk to Sal from Connecticut.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Sal. You got a winner for us, buddy?
Yeah, I like the Giants getting the points at Dallas.
Why?
Well, I think Dallas might win the game, but I think that's a little too big a number for some long-term time rivals, and I think Eli might finally cash in on that big-time contract he just signed.
Yeah, you didn't mention a number to us. What number you got?
I got six.
And that's the kind of thing. When you got to be careful because you may want to hold off. You like a team that's getting points. You know, you may want to hold off just a little bit because if it can tick up, a little money comes in late. You know, one of our callers who's undefeated calls in with Dallas later on. That could move the number for you a point, Sal.
Yeah, I have to wait for that.
Yeah, take a point anytime you can get it. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
What do you think, Johnny D?
Yeah, you know, the Cowboys were 12-4 last year. They just missed the NFC Championship game on a very questionable call. That was so brutal for Cowboys fans. Romo had a great season. He had a 113 passer rating. They have a great offensive line. It's no secret to anybody. No DeMarco Murray, but I still think this team's loaded. The Giants have a lot of question marks. They still have Odell Beckham Jr. Jason Pierre-Paul had a firecracker accident. That's a sad story. These teams generally go over. I think they've averaged 55 in the last 12 games. But anyway, I like the Cowboys, and that's what I'm thinking. Cowboys laying six.
Let's go out to Ernest. Ernest, can you give us a winner?
Yeah, this is Ernest from the Silver State, and I'm looking at the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals in the trenches are superior over the Saints, and with Palmer there, it's pretty much a push at quarterback. He's going to have time to throw, and they keep the number under three or at least three. That's a pretty solid pick.
Okay. There you go. All right, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Tommy, he likes the Cardinals at home giving a field goal.
You know, New Orleans totally revamped. I mean, they got rid of a lot of players over the offseason, including their best scoring receiver, Jimmy Graham. We'll have to see what happens there. But Drew Brees can chuck it around the yard. Carson Palmer's coming off his knee being totally repaired. Minus 2.5 at home. Their defense is good. They've got a great coach in Arians. I like the Cardinals minus 2.5 in that game at home. I also kind of like the over. It's over. The over is 48.5, and I really like that. And remember, you can tweet your picks to at SB Weekly, or you can send your picks to our Facebook page, Sports Betting Weekly on Facebook.
Hey, we want to hear from some guys around the country to grab a pen and a piece of paper, write the number down, pick it up, give us a call, tell us about your team, 1-866-405-1717. It's an easy number. We'd love to hear from people all over. 1-866-405-1717.
All right, so now we're going to go out to Bobby. Bobby, we're hoping you're going to give us a winner. Bobby?
Pick of the week, St. Louis Rams getting 4 points against the Seattle Seahawks. Love the Rams this year. Nick Foles, they finally have a QB. No Cam Chancellor for the Seattle Seahawks. Love the Rams getting 4 points.
What do you think, Johnny? Seattle on the road.
Yeah, you know, the Seahawks have been getting off to slow starts the last few years. Still shocked, as I mentioned earlier, about how they lost the Super Bowl. No Byron Maxwell. Cam Chancellor's out. Max Unger got traded. They do have Jimmy Graham. The Rams need to show me something. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, they ran for 46 yards in the last game. I think the Seahawks are a little upset about how that Super Bowl ended. I think the Seahawks are going to make a statement in this game. So I like the Hawks laying the 4.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time where, you know, sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. And don't get me wrong, you can make it a little extra income on it. There's no doubt, especially if you're good and you bet smart and you use good money management. But you're always going to have some losers. I don't care what the other radio shows tell you. You're going to have some losers. And the bottom line is, for me, I can still see that Des Bryant catch because it cost me money. It's like vivid in my brain. How is that not a catch? I don't get it. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. We're going to take our next caller. We got a couple Bryans. It looks like this one is Brian C. Brian C, we're looking for a winner, buddy.
I do. I have Indy minus 3 at even money. I like that. Andrew Luck, all he's been doing all week, all offseason, is studying film. He'll tear it up. I also like Minnesota minus 3. They're the hot team. San Francisco is the down team of 2015. Those are my two picks. So minus 3 on both of those teams.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. You know, the funny part about the parlays, and the one caller is Jason from the Fox Sports Grill. And again, if you're anywhere near San Diego, I don't care if you're coming in from New Jersey to pick up dogs to take them from San Jose to Sacramento, you got to check out Thursday at the Fox Sports Grill. I really believe we've got a shot at Guinness World Record for the most patrons in a bar with a bet on the same game, because everybody in there Thursday night had a ticket. They either had the Patriots in the over or the Patriots in the under, or they had the Steelers in the over and the Steelers in the under. And, of course, only one could win. Now, there was a push, so we had a lot more entries into the raffle. And it was pretty cool because we're giving out gift cards for the Fox Sports Grill where you could use them right then and right there. Or we're giving out championship footballs. They were kind enough. Championshipfootballs.com was kind enough to donate some footballs. And actually, the winners, if you saw the pictures on Facebook or Twitter, they took the footballs over the gift card. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with fans. They may be a little fanatical, but they're really, really a big part of it. And if you got to see the picture on Facebook and Twitter where Tommy was with, I think it was with Kathy, you'll notice that there's no doubt that new eating habits are tough at the Fox Sports Grill. But Tommy, you look great. We'll be right back.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too, championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autograph footballs. championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. You wait around all summer, and boy, July is a long month when you're a football fan. We want to hear from you. You can call in. Johnny, what's that number?
That number is 1-866-405-1717. I know there are a lot of guys sitting around at home saying, I do better picks than those guys. Well, show us what you got. Pick up the phone, 1-866-405-1717. Give us a call.
Let's take our next call. We're going to go to Brian. Brian, we're looking for a winner. Brian, do you got a winner for us?
Absolutely. I think the Dolphins at -3.5 is a good pick for Sunday, a for sure win for them, and I think it might happen to be a blowout in Washington for them.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. You know what? When I look at that Miami-Washington game from the 6BetsAGame.com, and this segment is sponsored by 6BetsAGame.com, 6BetsAGame.com is basically going to give you the opportunity to win more bets starting now, because if you follow Tommy, you know those first half bets, those second half bets, they're a lot easier to win. You only have to have 30 minutes of football, and you don't have to see a tale of two halves. There is nothing worse than when you got money on a game. They're up 28-7, given 6.5. You're ready to go to the bank, and the next thing you know, they win 31-30. And they gave it all back in the second half. With the Miami-Washington game, at home, in the last 15 games in the first half, they've lost 12 out of 15. It's hard for me to put my money on a team in the first half that can't win. 12 out of 15 is a pretty high percentage. All right, let's take our next caller. We're going to go out to Charles. Charles, do you got a winner for us, Charles?
I do. If you're betting this weekend, I like Green Bay. Big. I think 6.5 is a joke. Bears are missing 4 or 5 offensive studs. I know Jefferson's out, number 17. And I personally think that Aaron Rodgers, even without Jordy Nelson, is going to come in strong. I know he's out for the season. Randall Cobb's a little unhealthy, but 6.5 is just a joke, even if it is a touchdown. I think they'll win by an easy 21, and that's where most of my money will be this weekend, no doubt.
All right, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you next week. Johnny, that's a great question for you, because I know that you we all have our little different ways of playing. You like to say, hey, I think just this team is going to score this many points or more, and you've done that.
Yeah, that's I had that Thursday night. I had the Patriots to score – over 28.5 points for the game, and I felt pretty cocky about that, and I lost by 1 point. That's 7 points a quarter. The Patriots easily do that. They'll be rolling along, scoring 40 and 50 points in the very near future. But, yeah, that's just another way to bet these games. You can pick a team you like just to score over or under a certain number of points.
Well, let me ask you this. With that game, because so far it looks like everybody's saying bet Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. But, you know, a lot of people forgetting that they lost a few offensive weapons and a couple might not be ready to go. Randall Cobb might not be ready to go this week. Jordy Nelson's out for the year. Now, they do have a good, talented receiving core, and Davante Adams is a nice player. But, you know, he's got a few less weapons. But he also has Eddie Lacy, who he can hand the ball to 35 times and get 160 yards and probably a couple touchdowns. So. Yeah. You know, if I it'd be really, really hard for me to bet the Bears because just haven't shown me anything. Minus seven. I like the pack at minus seven.
All right, let's talk to Evan. Evan, you're our next caller. Can you give us a winner, Evan?
What's up, Chaz? It's Evan, calling from San Diego. I got a couple winners for you, actually. I'm liking Green Bay minus seven against Chicago. Thinking Aaron Rodgers is going to come in and light it up. I'm also liking Indy minus three. Andrew Luck's been working his ass off all off season. I'm thinking that's a winner. I also like the Dolphins minus four against the Redskins. I think Tannehill is going to come in and ball out. That's all I got for you.
You know, thanks again, Evan. We'll talk to you next week. A lot of people talking about that Colt game. One of the six betsatgame.com trends is in the first quarter, where Buffalo has won seven of nine. These are regular season games. You know, the thing, Tommy, you mentioned, that game could be a slugfest and kind of be low scoring. You know what? You're getting that half point in the first quarter. You know, you don't mind that they just punt around for about 15 minutes? Just
no.
About 15 minutes.
No, no. I mean, I'm thinking that game's going to be tight. I mean, Buffalo has an outstanding defense, but, you know, Indy's got, you know, probably the second best quarterback in the game in Andrew Luck. And, You know, I'm a Colt fan, so I'm not going to ever pick against them.
Now, I love the fact that we've got our callers, you know, that we're not asking for picks. Don't get me wrong. You got to make a pick to get a winner, but I'm looking for a winner. So we're going to go out to Josh. We got Sloppy on hold. Sloppy, we're going to have to hold a little bit because I know you didn't make the round trip from Seattle to San Diego just for the hour of the show. But, Josh, can you give us a winner?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, this is Josh. My pick of the week is Minnesota getting 3.5 at San Francisco. I just think AP is going to come out strong. You know, he's been off for a whole year. He's going to be fired up. I don't like San Francisco that much this year. They lost a lot of people on D and O. So that's my pick of the week, getting 3.5 Monday night.
All right, Josh, we'll talk to you next week. Johnny D, that game, what do you think?
Yeah, I actually, the Vikings are 2.5-point favorites, from my information. And a lot of people have the Vikings in the playoffs. Last year, Teddy Bridgewater was one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL in December. Adrian Peterson's back. He's shooting for 2,500 yards. He's got Mike Wallace to throw the ball to. I just hope their O-line can protect Bridgewater. Zimmer is a great coach. He has the defense looking real good. And here come the 49ers. Just, Jesus, 2 years ago, I had them in the Super Bowl. I've never seen a team fall apart like that, completely dismantled. They're not going to be able to protect Kaepernick. These two teams are going in opposite directions, Tommy, like two ships passing in the night. As they say in Minnesota, show us your horns.
Yeah,
yeah, baby. Vikings get the road win in the opener.
A lot of trends here for this game. Now, San Francisco, during that time, Johnny, they and the under, they were hitting 3-2 teamers for you almost every single week. They did win us one game, six different bets. We were 6-0 in one game. You can't do that. Don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure these toll-free numbers and the tout sheets that I'm getting, they're not going to tell you to bet six bets in one game. But with sixbets.com, sixbetsagame.com, we just fall into these trends. And in this game, in the first quarter, Minnesota has covered in 8 of their last 10. So when we go out to Sloppy, I'm saying, hey, Sloppy, how nice it is when after the first quarter, you're already cashing.
Makes the game really easy when you're cashing after the first quarter, that's for sure.
So where are you at with your NFL picks? Are you looking for totals this week? Are you looking for sides? What are you thinking?
You know, I got a couple of them. I mean, listening to the show, it's been pretty interesting. Obviously, everybody's on Green Bay, and I have no problem with that pick. But the Seahawks game, are you getting feedback on your end? Or is it
no, we're good.
Okay, good. Yeah, the Seahawks game, I mean, for one, Seahawks, Rams, Jeff Fisher's just got something on the Seahawks, so I'd be careful with betting on the Seahawks side on that game. Seahawks only score about 17 points. They lost some offensive linemen, and that D-line for St. Louis is brutal on the Seahawks. So I'd be careful on that game. I think the game probably goes under, like everybody's saying. It opened at 43, now it's 40.
Hey, didn't they sweep them last year, Slop?
What was that?
Didn't they sweep them last year?
The Seahawks won. The Seahawks win at home. The Seahawks cover at home against the Rams, and the Rams cover at home against the Seahawks. Yeah. So it always goes back and forth. So take the Rams in that game probably. And the other one I'm kind of looking at is this Colts-Bills game. It's kind of an interesting game. I like a total in this, but I like the under total. This game has got underwritten all over it with that defense. So look for that game as well to go under. I also think Buffalo maybe sneaks out a win at this game.
No, that actually, we just got the ESPN alert that the under just ticked down 2 points. Because of Sloppy's call, man. We are line movers at Sports Betting Weekly.
That defense is good. And when Andrew Luck plays a great defense, he tends to make a few mistakes. And with Tyrod Taylor's quarterback and his first start for Buffalo, Shady McCoy, I see that game being a little bit lower scoring than people think. And I just think that Bills defense legit.
No, Tommy was all over that call as well. So let's talk a little bit about the heart and the head thing, because you're without a doubt somebody that I really respect, because you are not afraid to say, hey, I'm not touching the Seahawks game this week. Now, when it comes to you knowing a team and you know that, you know, you can get into a rhythm with the team, if they're not your team, you could bet them 1 week, the next week bet the over, next week bet the under. The next week, bet him again, maybe bet him again, then bet against him a couple weeks in a row. You could go, you know, 11-5 or 12-4 with the same team, not necessarily betting that team because you're looking at matchups and things of that nature. With the Seahawks, do you ever take your money and actually put it on the other team, or you just not bet the game?
That's funny because I just heard Tommy say I'm a Colts fan and I'll never bet against them. I'm kind of opposite. I know my team better than I know any other team. And I know that we struggle on the offensive line, and St. Louis has an amazing defensive front. So they're going to get to Russell. Russell's going to be running for his life probably, but I do think Seattle wins. But I think it's going to be one of those 14-13 games in the end as Seattle kicks a Hauschka field goal to win in the end.
Well, I mentioned earlier with the first quarter trend with Buffalo winning 7-9. In the last seven regular season games, Colts went under 6 out of 7. At home, in the last 9 games, at home, Buffalo under 8 out of 9. In the last 6 games, total, regular season games last year, the Colts were under 5 of 6. At home, in the last 9 games, so that's more than a year. You only get 8 games a year. Buffalo's under 8 of 9, and overall, under 13 of 16. So, again, everybody's in sync between 6 bets a game, and Tommy and Sloppy. Johnny, quick, before a break, your take on this Colts-Buffalo game.
Yeah, we've done it a couple of times already, but yeah, I like Andrew Luck, and I know the Bills have a new head coach and a great defense, and LeSean McCoy. I'm going to wait and see what the Bills can do. The line's still only 2.5. I like Andrew Luck and the Colts. A lot of people have them in the Super Bowl. Frank Gore, Andre Johnson. Yeah, I've got to go with them.
All right, Slop, are you coming down next week or what?
Yes, I will actually be in town next week, and I'm in the studio for the after.
All right, buddy. Yeah,
looking forward to it,
Slop. We'll see you then, and we'll be right back.
All right, boys.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box. Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. If you want to give us a call with your winners, Johnny, what do they do?
Hey, we appreciate the people who've called in, and we want to see what you got. Let's hear about your team. It's 1-866-405-1717. It's an easy number to remember. Just pick up the phone. Give us a call. We'll get you right on. 1-866-405-1717.
Yeah, don't call us on Monday and say you liked a team that won 45-7. Don't do that. Tommy, if they miss the show because they're at church doing their volunteer work, which I commend them for, then they want to get us the picks by Twitter or Facebook, what do they do?
You can tweet your picks to at SB Weekly, or you can send them to our Facebook page, Sports Betting Weekly, on Facebook. Like us.
Yep. This is the segment is sponsored by ChampionshipFootballs.com. Now, I got to talk about that Notre Dame big win over Texas only because we have an extensive collection of Notre Dame 11-time championship footballs that they're selling at ChampionshipFootballs.com. How about a quarterback transferring from your team, and in his first game, he goes 19 of 25, a 76% completion rate for 302 yards. But that's okay because your new quarterback goes in 19 of 22, which is 86% for 313 yards. We all know those Notre Dame fans are rabid. Go to championshipfootballs.com. You heard some of the names. We've got Eric Parsegian, Lou Holtz. We've got the Rudy Rudiger ball. There's a lot of great footballs on there. You got to check those footballs out. So let's get to the phone lines. Marvin is going to give us a winner. Marvin, do you have a winner for us?
The one lock that I like this week in the NFL is pretty much a no-brainer. Over the last six games in Dallas, the Giants and Cowboys have gone over. So Eli is really, really impressive in Dallas, whether they win or lose. The point total, I believe, is around 51 or 52. Depending on who you're booking it with, but they might go over that in the first half. That is a total no-brainer. Cowboys, Giants, take it over. Absolute lock. You're going to love it. Easy win.
All right, buddy. And we'll talk to you next week. Johnny, I think we covered that. It seems like the over is the people who are talking about it.
Yeah, they'll be throwing the ball around. The last 12 times they've played, these teams have averaged 55 points. So I look for another over there, too.
It's so hard. It's so hard to bet on theirs for me. It really is. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. And Tyler. Tyler, can you give us a winner?
Yeah, hey, Chaz. I want to pick the Packers -6 over the Bears in Chicago. I know that it's a road game for the Packers, but they've been treating it as if they're playing at Lambeau for the past five games. They've outscored them 140-89. And even though Jordy Nelson's out, they still have high-powered weapons and Randall Cobb and Eddie Lacy. And the Bears are seem just as dysfunctional as they ever were. So I'm going to take the Packers -6.
All right, well, that's a perfect segue to go to Mo, who basically is a hop, skip, and a jump from Chicago. Mo, the people out there in Chicago, by the way, Mo from the BS Sports Show and Worldwide, what's your entertainment company again?
Showtime Worldwide.
Yeah, how do you love that, man? Do the people there see the Bears as dysfunctional as we do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, shockingly, though, they seem to have more hope
they're almost as bad as Cubs fans lately. They seem that you know, this is going to be the year that John Fox has done it, turned around, and it'll be interesting to see how good of an offensive coordinator Adam Gase actually is with not having Peyton Manning a quarterback and having Jay Cutler to work with. I mean, the offense seems somewhat improved. Alshon Jeffries is questionable. He's going to play, but he's been banged up. I look for the Packers to dismantle the Bears this weekend.
Yeah, you know, we've had, I think that was probably, what do you think, the game that most of the callers were on top of. And then the trends say the same thing. The sixbetsagame.com trends say just keep betting the Packers and until your bookie shuts you off, basically, you know. What else? What about the Colts? That's another game. You know, they're another. You can go the opposite direction and be at the Colts game. What are the people there saying?
Everybody's excited. When you have Andrew Luck, it's hard not to be excited, and they've added more weapons to him. The defense is going to be suspect, as always. But I look for the Colts to come in there and go into Buffalo and come out with probably a 7-10 point win, which would definitely cover the spread. Buffalo right now getting 2.5. So I like Indianapolis in that game.
Yeah, so any on the board, any other games that are jumping out at you that you see some opportunities for maybe? Because remember, between you and Billy Elvis, you're on the pulse of sports 6 days a week, basically. And then, of course, the other day you do the volunteer work for that motorcycle group that he does such great work for.
Yeah, actually, another local Midwest team is in a game that I like, Cincinnati at Oakland. They're at Oakland. Alden Smith was picked up by the Raiders and he's going to play. Oakland is getting, 3.5 points. I like Oakland plus the points in this game. I think Oakland's going to surprise a lot of teams this year.
Yeah, well, you know what? If I remember correctly, last year, that's kind of how our season started with you having Oakland. And don't forget now, we've got our pool online, right? It's on Facebook. I think I loaded it up on Facebook. So you can go to our CBS Against the Spread. It's an Against the Spread pool, Mo. Now, I know that you tend to get to it late, so you're throwing Thursdays out the window most weeks. However, this week, most of the folks were on New England, so that wasn't that bad of a game to skip. Did you get your bets in already, your picks in on this pool?
Yeah, and, you know, of course, you know, Ben Roethlisberger decided to throw a touchdown to Antonio Brown with 2 seconds left, which, you know, screwed me. But in fantasy, it was great for me, so I was a winner and a loser in both ways.
Yeah, that's kind of when you bet with your heart and your head. Sometimes you split, you know? But the, so you go to our Facebook page. There's a link. You log on. You go and join our CBS pool. It's Against the Spread. It's really simple. It's free. All you got to do is click the mouse, I think 16 times. There's 16 games, unless there's buys. Every week, there's a winner. Every week, there's a, starting week two, there's going to be a leader. They're going to get prizes. And at the end, we're putting together a grand prize package that's going to include some nifty stuff. And we're still working with some sponsors to iron that out. However, I don't think you're eligible, Mo. I think you're considered one of those. In the radio business, what do they call that disclaimer?
Well, my picks will probably make me ineligible anyway. So.
that'll skip the middleman there. Johnny, got any comments for Mo?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, a lot of new rule changes. Maybe we should do an entire show on that sometime, or maybe not. But anyway, up in Oakland, there's the new rule is a 2-tattoo minimum to get into the black hole. So that's kind of interesting.
That leaves Mo out in the cold.
Anyway, back to the game. The Bengals and Dalton, they've been to the playoffs 4 years in a row. They're a solid team on both sides of the ball. I like watching Derek Carr throw the ball around. He's got Amari Cooper. I can't wait to see what these guys do. And I like the Raiders in the black hole. That's my big upset of the weekend. I think the Bengals will be running to the bus to get the hell out of California. So, yeah, take the Raiders in the points.
Tom, anything for Mo?
You know, I like his picks with Indy, that's for sure. Yeah. You know, I like I said, I think it'll be a slugfest, but I'm looking at like 21-3 because I don't think Taylor is going to do much.
No, he looked and then it was tough. You know, you really don't want to judge a quarterback by preseason, Mo, but he looked like he was struggling.
Right, I agree, but I think even LeSean McCoy at 80% can carve up the Indianapolis Colts the line just because everybody seems to. So I think they might, that they score, 10 points maybe just because Indianapolis is so bad at the run.
Even with Mathis back?
Mathis is going to play. It doesn't look like he's going to start.
But Mathis is great at pressuring the quarterback, but the guys that they've got on the other side of that line, and then a couple of linebackers who are going to be new in there, aren't great run defenders. You know, they were caught up in the preseason as well, and they're missing their other cornerback. Greg Toler won't be in the game as well, so I would look for Tyrod Taylor to definitely look at that side of the field a lot.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so the other thing is, Mo, we're starting my mythical bankroll this weekend. I'm not sure if you spent any time in New York, but Hondo does his mythical bankroll. And you've seen it with racetracks around the country where they start with $2,000 and we're going to split it up about a little bit, you know, kind of to win 100 bets. So if it's 160 to win 100, we're going to bet 160. So that'll be at sportsbettingweekly.com. But it's going to really be a six betsagame.com. That is going to be my best play of the week is going to be online. Before we let you go, what's your best play?
Indianapolis minus the 2.5 in Buffalo.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up, Johnny. You've mentioned your best bet. You mentioned a few upset specials. Do you have anything outside the norms, that those little side bets you play, that you think that maybe if somebody doesn't know about, they could look into it?
Well, I have to mention the Chargers, or a lot of people would just hate me. The Chargers secondary was ranked 5th in the NFL last year. I know Megatron and Golden Tate are coming to town, and I can't wait for Melvin Ingram to introduce himself to Matthew Stafford, who was sacked 45 times last year. Anyway, another play beside the Packers. I like the Cardinals and the Eagles a lot, too, this week.
There you go. Tommy.
You know, I like Carolina minus 3 over Jacksonville, who's been terrible for 3 or 4 years. I don't see it getting any better. Cam Newton has a little bit to prove. He signed a big contract extension, and he's getting paid a lot of money. Minus 3, I think, is a gift. Jacksonville is just terrible. They're probably going to go 2-14 again this year.
Hey, real quick, have you come up with a name for the take 100, turn into 1,000 with two teamers in the same game?
I just call that the T-Mac special.
All right. I like it. T-Mac special. Okay, so here's what I've got. Tennessee-Tampa Bay. Who even wants to watch that game? Who has even any idea putting money on that game? But I'm telling you, in the second half, in their last 12 regular season games, Tennessee has gone under the number 10 of 12. They've lost 14 of 16 of those. But Tampa Bay has lost 8 of 10 of their last second halves in the regular season. But they've been under the number 7 of 9. So you've got two teams that combine 17 of 21 under the number in the second half. Those are the kind of trends when I see them. I don't have to watch the game. I'm betting the under. And I'm hoping here that you're always be cashing. We'll talk to you next week.